I was recently asked a shaila about whether or not a person is allowed to lean on the bima, or maybe learn on the bima, place a sefer on the bima in shul. In the shul in Eish Kodesh, on the upstairs dominion of the base medrash. So it's common that a person will learn and daven on the bima, perhaps even lean and lean his elbows. Is that something that is permitted? So you have to understand when it comes to the world of Geniza and Isser Hana, there are four categories. There's avos and there's toldos. There's a davar shiva kedusha, and then there's a davar mitzvah, and then there's a tashmisha kedusha, and then there's tashmisha mitzvah. Davar shiva kedusha, where the item itself, the chepz itself, has inherent value and inherent kedusha, is anything that has a ksav yad, kisvei kodesh, mezuzah, sefer Torah, tefillin, and then tashmisha kedusha, something that is going to either touch or serve the Kisvei Kodesh. So the examples of Tashmishei Kedusha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Kuf Nun Dalad Siv Gimel, a few examples of Tashmishei Kedusha, Kigon Tikshel Svar Mezuzos, the holder that holds a Sefer Torah, that holds a mezuzah, Uritzuos Tfilin, the Tfilin straps, V'Argaz Shinosimbo Sefer Torah Chumash, a bookshelf or a cabinet that holds a Sefer Torah Chumash, V'Kisei Shinosin Olav Sefer Torah, or the throne, the chair, or this is what the Ramad, the Mishnah Berurah describes as a bima that you place the Sefer Torah on top of. Uvevilon shetolon lufnei ha'echal, the Aron Kodesh, a curtain that covers, black Aron Kodesh that itself is a whole Indian. All these things, Yeshuam Kedusha, b'tzarach leganzan, says the Shulchan Aruch. You have to, if they go bad, you no longer need them, you need to perform Geniza. The other category, which is not for now, but it's important to know, is there's mitzvah such as lulav and sukkah, where it's not kisvei kodesh, but it's a davar mitzvah. Those things you're allowed to throw out directly, but the practice is to put them in a bag first. Some have a custom of even doing geniza on them, that's a chumrah. And then there's tashmishei mitzvah, which is no kedusha, no Indian at all, which is like the lulav bag or the esrog holder. Those are the four basic categories. Our discussion here is the bima, which is called tashmishei kedusha. It's something that serves and touches davar shiva kedusha, namely the sefer Torah. So, are you allowed to lean? Are you allowed to get hana? So, the halacha here is only with regards to geniza. But what about leaning on it? So, Rama writes further: v'davka hadavar shemanichen behem davar kedusha ba'atzma l'pamim. Only an item that you directly place the sefer Torah on it would be considered tashmishei kedusha. Or shenasas lekavod, or something that's made to show honor, respect, to enhance the mitzvah, kigon hamichse shel krashim shel svarim. So that type of a book cover that makes it look pretty, that becomes tashmishei kedusha. Aval osa michse shu lishmor oso, something, a covering that's there to protect it, on top of the book cover, that would be tashmish de tashmish, and would not require any geniza, would not have any kedusha. So how do you define the bima? So I mentioned before the Mechaber says a kisei shenos and alav sefer Torah, the chair that you place the sefer Torah on, that's tashmishei kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah says these are the tevos hamyuchados l'sum sham svarim shelanu. This is a bima. A bima, or perhaps even a shtender, is the same idea where you place svarim directly on top of them. That umikra teva tashmish de tashmish. So he says that since the svarim are covered up with paper or leather on the back, so then the teva itself is considered a tashmish to tashmish and all considered fine. But he says that after the arga shenosin ba sefer Torah, what about the Aron Kodesh? The Aron Kaimel and afilu sefer Torah munachas batik afilu hachi havi arga tashmish kedusha. So he ends up saying that that is going to be different. The Aron is different because that's made to really show kavod to the Sefer Torah. But the kisei, the shulchan, again, that you place the Sefer Torah on top of, which is called the bima, so what about that? Because we place a cover on top of it, d'afta alav, even though on top of the bima, munach matpachas v'amitpachas munach Sefer Torah, there's a cover on top of the bima, so the Sefer Torah now, which is out of its case, so it's lying directly in the bima, so you imagine it's considered tashmish the kedusha. But since there's a cover on top of it, so maybe the mapa, only the cover, should be tashmish to kedusha, and the wood beam itself should be tashmish to tashmish, and that should be permitted. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, afil hachi din tashmish kedusha yeshla. The bima itself has a din of tashmish kedusha because there are some times that you place a sefer Torah directly on the bima, on the wood, and there's no mappa. Now, I've never seen that done before. There's one time in Bnei Hashem, I don't know if they still do this, but Bnei Hashem, they would take off the covers on Tisha B'Av as part of the Avelis. One year, Rahman al-Islam, the Sefer Torah slipped off because it had no traction, so I believe they stopped that practice. But other than that, I've never seen the mappa that would be slid over to the side to put the Aron directly, rather the Sefer Torah, directly in the wood. Most of our covers are bent over, hung over, where it's very hard for it to slide over where the Sefer Torah is going to touch the Shulchan, the Bima itself. But that being said, the Shaar Tzion says, "Af divizmanenu ein matzlizeh." Even though nowadays this is very uncommon to place a sefer Torah directly in the wood without there being a cover, afilachi hapamim shenishma ketas mitpachas matachdes. Sometimes the cover moves over just a little bit, enough to render the beam itself, the wood itself, as a davar that's tashmish the kedusha. The Pesach Yeshua says, nowadays, really, this is so rare. It was rare in the time of Shaar Tzion, but it's even more rare nowadays, says the Pesach Yeshua, to put the Sefer Torah directly on it. And therefore, he thinks that the cover, the mappa, has a din of Tashmish to Kedusha. But the Bima itself does not have a din of Tashmish to Kedusha. It's Tashmish the Tashmish, which would mean that if you wanted to get rid of the Bima, it would not require any Geniza. So now we've established that the beam itself is only tashmish to tashmish, and the mappa, the cover, is tashmish to the kedusha. What's the halacha with regards to leaning on it? So Mishabura points out that one is not, in addition, even though Shulchan Aruch is talking about Geniza, Mishabura says it's also on the radar as you cannot get hana from tashmish to kedusha, but tashmish to tashmish, you may get hana. So that would mean, seemingly, one can lean on the bima if there is no cover on it, but to lean on the cover, that would be considered aser. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, with regards to a person standing while reading, a person has to stand. The halacha is, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, you need to stand while reading. Tzarech likros me'umad. You're not allowed to lean, you're not allowed to sit, unless the Shulchan Aruch says a person's a baal baser. Person, someone heavy, he has weak legs, weak knees, and he's allowed to, so then he's allowed to lean on something. So Mishabura says, but he should be careful not to lean on the mape, because the mape is a din of a tashmish to kedusha. Rather, you should lean on the shulchan itself, which is tashmish to tashmish. So even though we saw before that Mishabura says the shulchan has a din of tashmish to kedusha, because sometimes you place a sefer Torah directly on it, with regards to leaning, he assumes that the shulchan to tashmish did tashmish. He seems to say differently. So the Rama writes in Sif Ches, in order to get around all the problems, and this goes back to Simon Kuf Nun Dalad, Sif Ches, Rama writes, V'nogu lahanos ha-bekam hanos b'divrei kedusha. The practice, apparently, has been to derive hana, to lean on bimas, to lean on the covers. Kigo mitpachos ha-svarim, he quotes the covers of svarim, v'shulchan shebeis ha-kinesis, and the tables and the bimas, and all these things. And the reason is, explains the Rama, the Kosvatam, Mishum Dekevan Shinogu Kein, since this has been the practice, V'ef Shar Lazar, we can't stop this anymore. It's gone so regular. Lev Bezdin Masalem Meikara, the Bezdin had made an initial stipulation, Kadeshul Yavo Vene Adam Le Detakala, that they made a stipulation that these items are only Kedusha, but with the caveat that people could get hana from them, there's a quasi-kedusha only. Even though they never actually made such a stipulation, this has been accepted as an implicit stipulation, and one would be allowed to get hana from these items. But the Mishabur does comment that, quoting the Chumash Hadeshin, is the source of this Ramah, that sounds like it's Roy L'chol Adam Shekishimnadev Davar L'Beis Knesses. When a person dedicates an item to the Beis Knesses, you should really make the Tanai that you're allowed to get Hana, or the treasurers, the one collecting the money and the funds and the items, should make this Tanai as well. It should ideally be done very explicit. But it sounds like it's being Malam Etzchus what was done, the Ramah. But ideally, you would imagine a Baal Nefesh should not really lean on the Bima. And in the Sefer, beautiful Sefer, Ginzei HaKodesh, it is a bit Machmir, but he, in general, Machmir, but he writes as well that the Bima has a din of a Tashmish to Kedusha, as well as the cover, and therefore it's also for a person to lean on them. A person should not lean on the Mappa or on the bima. So even though we saw the Mishnah Berurah would allow it if a person, again, during Kriyas Torah, there's another inyan that you have to be standing during Kriyas Torah. But let's say a guy's davening, a guy's learning, are you allowed to lean on the bima? So it seemed that one really shouldn't. There are acknowledge that people do do it, so I wouldn't make a big deal. I wouldn't protest anyone who does it because there's this leiv bezdin masna alav. There's this implicit stipulation. But those who want to be careful, from the Ginzei Kodesh, it says that one should not, in fact, lean on the bima. One is allowed to, however, place a sefer on top of it. That would be permitted in tefillin as well. But a person should not lean his body. He should not get any hana from it.